Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. I watched the Super Bowl, and I tried to watch Justin Timberlake, not Bieber, but I couldn't make it. I went to bed. I just couldn't make it.
I mean, it was good.
Was it a good show?
It was good. Fell below my expectations.
Well, there you go. I could tell just by the way you're talking about it, you're just being nice.
I expected more. They did, at one point, he did a hologram, and in the hologram, he played piano and he sang with Prince.
Now, that I saw on the media, that got a lot of flack.
I heard.
For having a hologram of Prince, even though it was Minnesota, you know, Princeton, that's Princeville, but it got a lot of flack.
I don't know. Why do you think?
I don't know. I mean, they obviously got permission from his family and stuff like that. And it's not like they did anything on the sly. And it was
it was
honoring Prince and Minnesota.
Right.
People got nothing else to talk about, Pat.
I really didn't see it being a problem. I didn't see it being a problem at all. But, you know, like you said, people have nothing else to talk about. Well, we have plenty to talk about.
First things first,
I think the weekend worked out pretty much as we expected. So there were no surprises there. And how much snow did you get, Marshall?
Probably about an inch.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
Yeah, probably about an inch. But I'll tell you what, this morning,
yeah,
walking out, because wherever there was dirt or stone or wood, the ground held freezing. And I'm telling you, it was dangerous walking out to my car this morning.
Yeah.
The roads are fine, but if you live on a dirt road, if you got a dirt path, be careful. I'm telling you.
It's the problems with February. There's no doubt about it. Well, we'll wind up with a partly to mostly sunny, windy condition today in the middle 30s, and tonight near 20, so some places will be in the teens, partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy for Tuesday, low 30s. Now, we have snow coming in on Wednesday, into Wednesday night. I think it'll end Thursday. And I'm thinking along the lines that we are going to be in for 6+.
Now, I looked at your printed forecast, and it was different than that.
What do you mean?
You said that your forecast says snow, mostly white, mostly rain for people, except for a few people.
Oh, it says... she climbed the Appalachians, making it more wet than white for most of us to come on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was being very, very general there because I'm still not sure. I think for our area, most of our area, it's going to be snow.
Okay.
But you get south and east of us, just south and east of us, I think it's going to rain.
All right. So what do you think the cutoff line is? 84?
I'd say it's going to be west of that.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean. This is going to be rough. I think if we drew a line from the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border and we came down across the Berkshires to the extreme northwest corner of Connecticut, which doesn't include Sharon, and continue to draw the line even north of the Poconos into or down to, let's say, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I say from that line, north and west, 6+. From that line, south and east, maybe 2 to 4.
All right.
There's going to be a very sharp cutoff. What I don't like about the whole scenario is that the initial low is going to move out of the Tennessee Valley into the Appalachians, but I see the possibility of a secondary forming along the coast. If that secondary forms and takes over the action, it's a whole new ball game. If it doesn't take over the action, but it stays, let's say, in cahoots with the low over the Appalachians, it's going to be a longer period of snow and ice for areas that will change over to rain. And even those areas that change over to rain we'll get a longer period of snow and ice. So these are the things that I think we have to contend with, and we're not going to know until we see how this next high that's moving in tonight and tomorrow, how intense it is, how strong it is, what kind of ground it's going to hold. It's interesting because, as you know, in my long-range forecast, I am forecasting heavy snow this week.
Yeah.
And I see that possibility, and the models are saying that possibility exists, but I don't think it's going to be for our entire listening area. So that's the problem. And once that goes by, well, of course, late week is okay. There'll be another system coming in for the weekend. I think Saturday, it'll be the weaker of the two systems, and that may bring us a little snow. And then Sunday may be a bigger system that could bring us a wintry mix going to rain. Now, you have the big event this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, yeah.
That's a problem. Saturday, I don't see a problem, but Sunday I do.
What time would it be? Sunday, the ski jumps are like 11 o'clock to like 3.
This is going to be an all-day event.
Okay.
I'm taking a look at it right now again. This is the latest model run that has come out. So we are at 120, 144. Would bring us to, not really, 150 brings us to Saturday, Sunday morning. As of Sunday morning, we have a low near Lake Ontario. That's the problem. The rain snow line, if we're to believe this, Sunday morning extends across southern Vermont and southern New Hampshire. From that line north, ice and snow. From that line south, rain. And that is Sunday morning. So by Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, it's all tapering down. So the timing right now would be for all of Sunday. I can't say that I'm at odds with that system as much as I am with odds as the system that's coming in on Wednesday. I am not comfortable with it at all. In fact, if I had to give you a level of confidence on a 1-5 basis, with 5 being very comfortable, I would, again, put me right in the middle, better 3.
All right.
So that's the story there. Weekend.
But you think we're going to get anywhere from 2 to 4 in the Sharon area, and then above six
or more north and west.
Okay, and that's for Tuesday night into Wednesday.
And it's actually from Wednesday into Wednesday night. It's okay. A Thursday.
Okay,
so it's more Wednesday. It's definitely more Wednesday and Wednesday night than it would be Tuesday night. Yep, I don't think it's going to move that quick. If it did move in Tuesday night, we'd all get a lot more, because then the cold air would still be in place. So That's, again, timing is a big, big problem now.
All right.
My friend David was here yesterday.
Yep.
And he worked quite a bit. He's got this microphone set up in a different way now with the shield that you had me buy. He went into the equalizer.
Yep.
And he tried out, because there's a lot of presets in Cool Edit Pro, and he tried out a lot of them, and he showed me how the graph should be. And he said, one of the biggest problems, I said, yeah, he said, is that you're not hearing the true sound. So what is that? He goes, because you have these small, he didn't call them stupid. He said, you have these small, little computer speakers. He said, and these little speakers are never going to pick up the true sound. He says, so when your radio stations hear it, they will report back to you. Now, I didn't get a chance to do all of the stuff. I only did some of it on the new setup. Yeah. So, Marshall, when you hear the stuff coming in for late this afternoon, that will be all on the new stuff, and you could let me know what you think, because he says that these little speakers here do not do justice.
No, they don't. They don't at all.
Right. So he definitely knows what he's talking about. So we did that. So that was good. And then that's it. And then he left early in the evening. He said he didn't really care about the Super Bowl. So off he went.
So off he went. That was it.
Him and his wife. She was watching Gary, the director, do the editing because she wants to learn how to edit. And she was watching him, and David and I, we worked on audio.
That's it. That's all you did.
That's it. Isn't that nice?
That's not too bad. Not too bad.
No. I watched Justin Timberlake and then went to sleep. And that's it. I'm up this morning and I'm scratching my head over Wednesday. But I'm glad it's Monday because tomorrow I'll be scratching my head even more.
So you're going to lose your hair because you got Wednesday and then you got this weekend.
Yeah. Now, I'm pretty confident that it's going to be definitely rain on Sunday as compared to anything else.
All right.
I'm pretty confident. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope not for our good friends at the ski.
Yeah, I know.
Even though we'll have enough snow on the ground, and they'll have enough, they'll still be able to ski jump. They'll still be able to ski jump.
Yeah, and we don't want torrential rain because that could be a problem.
Yeah.
So we'll zoom in on that after this storm.
Well, I certainly hope so. But I bet you we all get around 6 inches of snow on Wednesday. I bet you.
That's what you think everybody? Well, it's a possibility.
I mean in our area. I'm not talking about below Sharon, but I'm talking about the entire northwest corner except for Kent. I don't think Kent will, but I think the rest of the northwest corner will get 6 from the way you're talking. That's what I'm going to say.
I said 6 or more, so yep. It's the storm's going to be loaded with moisture, so this is one to pay attention to.
All right, Pat, we'll speak with you mañana.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.